Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sabrina Hull is with us. Her husband, Garrett, passed away last year. His badge number was 3105. And when you started thinking about ways to honor Garrett, Sabrina, how did that number end up playing into what you decided to do?
First and foremost, I knew I wanted to do some good. The way Garrett was killed, it was horrible, but I wanted to take the focus off of that and do more focus on the life he led. And a big part of his life was obviously his calling as a police officer and his badge. So I started to think, how could I honor his legacy, honor his memory, and honor the way he lived, as well as honor his badge number? What made the most sense was 31 acts of kindness. So 31 days a month, May being the fifth month of the year, it all added up and it just looked really good. I knew I wanted to, I needed a little time to get the initiative going and figure out what I wanted to do for acts of kindness or what I could even do and how I could share it. And it just all made sense. So Mission 3105 was born from that.
Now we're a few days into May. What have some of the acts of kindness been that you've seen some other people send in to you or to the Facebook page or on Twitter that have melted your heart?
Oh, my goodness. The numbers of acts of kindness is just staggering first. But some of the ones that sort of stand out in my head, one is personal because it's a Fort Worth firefighter that we were really close to. He shares a story about how firefighters and police, they like to rib each other. He shares a story about how Garrett came by the station one day, and of course the firefighters were cooking and they were making salsa and tea and things like that. So Garrett really gave him a hard time about it. So what he did for Cinco de Mayo, or for the 5th of May this week, is he made batches of tea, salsa, and chips, and he went to all the police departments. And he went and delivered this to officers all over. So while they were working, they had this snack, and he did it in Garrett's honor. And that's time-consuming. That's a lot of money buying all this stuff, and yet he did it with a great heart. So that was one. Another one was a little girl who was afraid of the police, and an officer went and bought her family's dinner and visited with her sort of in honor of the mission and spread the mission with them. There's been lots of folks paying for lunches and doing gratuity in the number of $31.05. And there's a home inspection company, actually $31.05 from every one of their inspections. They're donating back to the police department to different charities that honor the police departments. There's been letters written to people just telling them, hey, you're doing a great job, and I just wanted to reach out. There's been people who are forgiven, acts against them, and that's a difficult thing to do. But in the spirit of kindness, they're choosing to do this, and I just think, what a blessing.
Tell us about Garrett. Was this something that he was big on as far as helping others? Not only, I mean, we know the act of service of just being a police officer is unbelievable, mm-hmm. and an unbelievable sacrifice, if you will. But at the same time, was this something that he was big on in his life?
Absolutely. He was probably a lot more quiet about it. This mission is vocal for obvious reasons, because we're trying to inspire other people to stop and think. But Garrett really did believe in doing things to help others outside of work. If he saw somebody suffering, I used to tease him that he always had to right the wrongs of everybody. So if he saw something where he could make it better, he did. He had a real kind heart. For as big and as intimidating as he could look, he really had such a sweet, soft side. And it was most apparent with our children, with our two daughters, but it really, I think there's so many things that he did through the years that always surprised me. And he has great parents who taught him how to to live with that kind of integrity and love and kindness in their hearts at all time. And he really took that lesson all the way through life.
I just love how this has gotten started and, like you said, gained so much momentum based on the way it's started here in May so far. Can you already see forward, and you're starting to see, you know, the impact that his life could have even years down the line, making this an annual deal, 3105?
That is very much the goal. I don't see any reason why it wouldn't be. Just based on the response from people who have actually been on the receiving end, like myself, I have been on the receiving end of so much kindness through the last 8 months. It's hard to describe my gratitude, but just based on that alone, I think absolutely this will be an annual thing, but also I really hope we can do more with it. You know, just under the Mission 3105 idea, I hope that we can help so many people. Maybe it's not 31 acts of kindness every month, but maybe it's just something that, you know, helps somebody that is in the worst part of their life see that it's not all bad. There's people who care, even if they don't know you, because that's been my experience.
Is there anything else you want to add?
No, I just want to thank everybody for, you know, for actually embracing it and for honoring it in such an amazing way and for not being afraid to share. That's blown my mind, just because I can be private and this has forced me to not. And it just, so I know I am in tune to how other people must feel with that, and yet they're doing it anyway. So I'm just honored and grateful, and I just believe that Garrett is just applauding everybody here in Texas and even outside of Texas for doing this.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.